بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, in a hadith which is in Muslim Sharif, سيدة عائشة صديقة رضي الله عنها, our mother, أم المؤمنين, she said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to strive more in worship, in ibadah, during Ramadan than he did in any other time of the year. She said that he used to strive more in ibadah, in worship, during Ramadan than he did in any other time of the year. And he would devote himself more to worship, to ibadah, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan than he did in the earlier part of the month. And this is in Muslim. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha reports, and she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to strive more in ibadah, in worship, during Ramadan than he did during any other time of the year, and he would devote himself more to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last 10 nights of Ramadan than he did in the earlier part of the month. I remind myself and you that this is a very important thing for us to think about and to emulate, that we do more. Right? It's not just a matter of doing whatever we normally do, but that we do more. Obviously, it makes a lot of sense if you think about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised in terms of reward, that when the odds are in your favor, then the more you put on that, the bigger the reward, right? Obviously, because if you're getting in some place you're getting 1:1, and another place you're getting 1:10, another place you're getting 1:70, and then Allah gives as much as He wants, then obviously if you invest the same amount in the 1:1 as you invest in 1:70, then it makes no sense. If the odds are 1:70, then you would say, well, you know, put everything there. Do the maximum investment because you're going to get this huge reward. The result of it and the yield of it is going to be far, far higher. And that is why it's very important for us to think about that. Now, Rasulullah ﷺ used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very much, and in the last 10 days he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more, and he always made i'tikaf in the last 10 days. We'll come to that inshallah. Now, as I said, it is important to make a timetable for yourself and to make a schedule and to keep track of that schedule, right? Very important to get rid of your social media. Please, at least have mercy on yourself. At least during Ramadan, think about this. You know, people sometimes complain, oh, I don't have time, this, that. When you talk about i'tikaf, you say, my point is, if you are leading a kind of life where you cannot take out 10 days out of 365 days, then it's not a matter of busy. It just means that you are a lousy time manager. You have no clue what you are doing. Your life is getting wasted. As simple as that. If you cannot take out 10 days for the sake of i'tikaf, to be in the masjid out of 365 days, then something is seriously wrong with the way you are structuring your time. So this is a good opportunity to learn to structure your time so that you will have time to do the right things, to do things which are really beneficial, to do things which are worth doing. So please understand, it's very important. Now, the question is that when you make this timetable now, plan it, and also, as I said, ensure that you are doing more. So, for example, if you were not praying tahajjud, then start praying tahajjud, then inshallah we'll make the niyyah to continue this throughout your life. If you were reading less than one juz of the Quran, then in Ramadan, get into the habit of reading at least one juz. Now, in Ramadan, ideally, you should read much more than one juz. But if you weren't reading one juz, then at least try to get to that position where you are reading one juz. It's only 20 pages. It's not a huge section of the Quran. Just 20 pages. That's it, right? How long does it take? Well, it obviously depends on if you're reading. That's the reason why if you do this every day, then your fluency increases, and you can also finish it in a reasonable amount of time. It won't take you a long time to finish. And again, don't be focused on reading it in the shortest possible time and so on and so forth. It's read the Quran in a way where you show, apart from anything else, you show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you love what you are doing. If you are going to try to finish it in the shortest possible time, it's like eating karelas, you know, eating something which is bitter. You have to eat it, so I'll try and do it as quickly as possible and finish. Don't give this impression to, you know, in your reading. I said, don't give this impression in your reading. Of course, Allah knows what's in our hearts. But in our behavior, let us not give this impression that this is an imposition and I'm doing it, you know, somehow I'm trying to finish it as fast as possible. I've seen a lot of people, they spend a lot of time on this. You know, how long does it take you? It takes me 10 minutes, 15 minutes, it takes me 20 minutes, it takes me 45 minutes. Don't worry about all that. Don't keep a timer there to see how you are. Read properly, proper tajweed. And if you are reading silently, then do that. But whatever it is, and then ensure that you read it properly and finish one juz. Then another opportunity which is there in this month of Ramadan, for those who do not understand the Arabic of the Quran as you read it, is to also read a translation. So read your one juz, and then during the day also read a translation of this. Then there is an opportunity also to listen to Quran. So for example, if you are driving or something, you are going to work and so on and so forth, instead of some radio, some talk thing going on, listen to the Quran. This is very, very nice. Alhamdulillah, do that. The only important thing when listening to the Quran is to maintain the adab of the Quran. The Quran is not background music. So when you are listening to the Quran, don't be talking to people and this and that. It's okay to listen to the Quran while you are doing something else. For example, if you are cooking in your house, and then you are in the kitchen, by all means put on the Quran, listen to the Quran while you are cooking. If you are driving, you are driving and listening to the Quran. This is okay, but because you can still pay attention to the Quran and listen to it with respect. But don't do it while you are talking on the phone, the Quran is playing in the background, or you are talking to somebody else or something. Make sure that the adab of the Quran Al-Kareem is maintained. Another thing to do in Ramadan, a very good habit to inculcate, is to always be in a state of wudu. Right? In Ramadan, it will be easier also because you are doing more ibadah, so there is this incentive to make wudu. But make this into a habit. Every time wudu goes, immediately make wudu. You finish your job in the bathroom, immediately make wudu. So always be in a state of wudu. And this is also something which is good for your provision, for your risk. Rasulullah said this. A man came to him and said, "Ya Rasulullah, I am in strained circumstances. I am having financial difficulties." Rasulullah told him, make wudu and always be in a state of wudu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a risk and he will increase your risk. So make Ramadan into a time where you inculcate this good habit of always being in a state of wudu. And then of course, inshallah, apart from listening to the Quran, reading the Quran, then do just zikr. And alhamdulillah, one of the best is to send salat and salam on Rasulullah. Durood, read a lot of durood. Read a lot of durood and read a lot of istighfar. This is another very important thing. Make lot of istighfar. Seek Allah's forgiveness. In Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specially forgives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees us from the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers us in His mercy. So let us seek that. So lot of istighfar, lot of durood. Read much more Quran than you normally read. Try to read the meaning of the Quran as well. and pray tahajjud. And of course, I am not mentioning the first salawat because this is understandable. It's like saying, I don't have to tell you to breathe because this is, it is necessary to live. So therefore, the first salawat, and as far as possible, in the masjid, inshallah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الله.